Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Tip on the MGM Network. I'm Michael Jenkins. She's Chelsea Messenger. Thanks for being with us. We're streaming on Stadium as we speak. Also, streaming on X right now. So if you're watching us, hey, how you doing? Thanks for being with us. Coming up, Bet Sweats, the Donkster, our best bets. Chelsea, what is going on with you today? Is it Crockpot Thursday? As soon as you get done, it's time to start loading things up and getting ready to feed the fam? What's going on?
Yeah, it's Croctober.
Croctober.
Get the name right. Yeah, the marketing here in the household is Croctober. So in October, we make a ton of Crock-Pot meals. And today it's that chicken pot pie soup that I had mentioned. Mm-hmm. But right after this, I have to get Blake ready for school. It is a mad dash. Like the next 15 minutes after the show where it's like, please brush your teeth. Please go to the bathroom. Please agree on this outfit. Because, like, Blake wants to pick out her outfit every day from school, for school, and it never matches. And, like, here's the thing. I look like a bad parent if she goes to school in mismatched clothes that are also too small for her. Like, she has these outfits that she really likes, and she likes them for a long time. So it's, like, 3T or something. And, like, Blake is very tall, and she's 5. She wears 6T now, or, like, 6X, whatever. So, like, she comes in with, like, this belly shirt and these high-water pants. She's like, I've got my outfit ready. It's like, no, we are not going to school dressed like that.
I would love to see this. That's funny. Kids are funny like that. They'll just take what they want, and they'll say, I'm going to wear this, and I think it looks great. Are there kids at her school who do that, though? Like, clearly the parents are like, I just let this kid dress himself or dress herself.
I think you see it from time to time. I've not seen it at school, but at the Y, there are so many girls that wear pajamas to the Y. And so Blake is like, well, she gets to wear a nightgown. I'm like, well, we're not going to do that. Like, because I feel like that's like, I don't know. What I remember of like the trashy families growing up is like the people who wear pajama pants to Walmart. You know exactly the type of people I'm talking about. So yeah. I, in my core memories, do not want my family to look like that.
What's the old line from Jerry Seinfeld back in the day on Seinfeld? He was like, I think sweats pretty much say, I give up. Which I kind of thought, like, nah, I'm done here. I'm just putting on the sweats today. But sometimes there is a place for that. There's always a place for bet sweats in our life. Bet sweats. Joe O. Sammy P. Bet sweats. All right, guys, giving out their favorite plays for Thursday Night Football. They're going to hand out their Survivor plays as well. And some great guests, as they usually have. Andy Molitor from BetSports joins at 10 o'clock. And then John Murray from the Westgate Superbook will be along at 11:20. Guess what I'm going to do today?
What?
I'm going to chase because I've had a bad week.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. You've got 3 bets. I've got 4 bets. So let's get to it.
Time to place your bets.
Card. That's what I'm talking about. Croctober activate.
Hell yeah. It'll be ready in 4 to 6 hours. Unlike my best bet that's ready now. Dang. All right, best bet of the night is going to be DK Metcalf of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Going to go 60-plus receiving yards for -125. We're dumbing it down a little bit because I have lost several bets by like a mere yard or yard and a half. But DK Metcalf obviously has extreme upside in this matchup. If you look at the Bengals on paper, they have given up the 6th most receiving yards to opposing wide receivers. That secondary is not great. Meanwhile, we see DK Metcalf and Aaron Rodgers continue to establish a great connection that we all expected from the jump, because DK Metcalf was the guy working out with Aaron Rodgers even before he officially signed with the Steelers. So back-to-back games with huge outputs. Against the Vikings, he had 5 catches for 126 yards. Last game, he had 9 targets, 4 catches, and 95 yards. So that's the main thing. I like that the targets are progressively going up, and it's a good matchup. Why would you not use one of the best physically in-shape athletes in the NFL? Almost feels like you're watching like a basketball player out there. So I think DK Metcalf is going to continue to get the targets tonight against a Bengals weak secondary. Let's go 60-plus receiving yards for DK.
Okay, let's do this. I'm starting with Brewers and the Dodgers here. So I'm going to go Dodgers minus one. God. Minus 150. Or play this on the run line. Get yourself some plus money. Look, Tyler Glass now is going for the Dodgers. And I just think this is such a bad spot for the Brewers. This starting pitching for LA has just eaten them alive. Blake Snell goes into the eighth. Yoshi Yamamoto pitches a 3-hit complete game. And now it's Tyler Glass now. Just no let up from that Dodgers starting rotation. Last time out for Tyler Glass now, pitched against the Phillies in LA, 6 shutout innings. He's 3-2 at home this season with a 2.77 ERA. This is essentially a bullpen game for the Brewers. They'll probably go with Jose Quintana at some point. They just don't have the rotation that LA has. Dodgers could get the sweep here. Take the Dodgers on the run line. Get yourself some plus money. I'm going to go Dodgers minus one, minus 150.
Yeah, we're both being cowards with this one.
I know.
Instead of playing the run line, I'm gonna do this. I'm going to do Dodgers team total over 3.5 plus the money line. They're obviously correlated bets, because one would think if the Dodgers, you know, are scoring a lot of runs, probably going to win the game. So 3.5 feels like a gettable number for this Dodgers offense that feels like it hasn't even hit their peak, because Shohei Ohtani has been very pedestrian. Dare I say, he has been very bad in the postseason thus far. So for all the reasons you mentioned about the Dodgers on the money line, their bullpen is absolutely fresh. The Brewers have a bullpen game against this Dodgers lineup that's been
presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tested and true in the postseason, it feels like, for like 17 years in a row. So that feels like a play for me. Over 3.5 runs, and the money line is minus 125 for that one. Then we're going to go Blue Jays Mariners over 7.5. We saw the hit parade last night, courtesy of the Blue Jays. And maybe it's not the Blue Jays tonight, but I think both these teams are fully capable of mashing some home runs, even when it's a pitcher-friendly park. Like, we saw this last night. Some of the home runs were, you know, 415, 437, courtesy of both bats on each side. So I think the hit parade continues, especially as we get later on in these series where we see the same bullpen guys going. And plus, Max Scherzer is going for the Blue Jays. I don't know if he's going to be bad, but I think he's at least going to give up a couple. Like, because that's the sabotage factor. When a total is 7.5, you just need both pitchers to not be dominant. And I just don't think it's going to be the case for Luis Castillo either, because in both starts against the Blue Jays earlier this season, he gave up a lot of hard contact. Gave up 10 hits in his first outing against the Blue Jays, and then 5 runs in the next one. So I think we see several runs in this one. Over the total, 7.5 feels too low. Let's go over on that one.
I'm with you here. I'm going to go first 5 over 3.5. It's minus 145 now, so I will take that. I want to trust Max Scherzer. We love Mad Max here in D.C., the ultimate competitor. But he is 41 years old, and he's given up at least 4 runs in 5 of his last 6 appearances. And then you mentioned Castillo, who has been hit pretty hard by the Blue Jays twice this season, 8 runs over 8 innings. So with the way we saw the Blue Jays bats come alive last night, and they already hit Castillo well, and Max Scherzer has struggled this season, I feel like this is definitely an over game. I'm going to play first 5 over, but I like your play as well. How about some Thursday night football? Let's do it. Bengals. Oh, yeah. Bengals plus 5.5 hosting the Steelers. Oh, man. Do you know how difficult it is to grab points with the Bengals with a bad football team? But I feel like the Steelers are maybe a little overvalued here. Best win of the season came against the Patriots. Okay, early in the season, Patriots are a good team. But then they beat the Vikings with Carson Wentz at quarterback. Pittsburgh is just a little overvalued because that division is so bad right now. And the Bengals are one of the reasons for that. But ultimately, if you look at Cincinnati, this is a team that has to have this win if they have any hope at all of making the playoffs and getting Joe Burrow back in time to help them make some sort of run. Probably not going to happen, but they have to have this. And ultimately, when you see a game in the AFC North, 5.5 points is just a lot of points. The Bengals are at home. It's a short week. And if you look at the Steelers' offense, they actually rank near the bottom of the NFL in yards per play. I think this is a grinded-out game for the Bengals. They keep it within the number. And also, all time against the Steelers, Joe Flacco, 27 touchdowns, 12 picks. I know this is not the Joe Flacco of old, who is a former Super Bowl MVP, but he's had historically a lot of success here. So give me the Bengals plus 5.5. One hockey play for you. Devils on the money line, minus 152, hosting the Panthers. Good spot for the Devils. This is their home opener, and the Panthers are going to be tired. They're playing on the back end of a back-to-back, 3 games in 4 nights. Also, the Panthers are super banged up right now. Alexander Barkov out. Matthew Tkachuk out until December. And now Dmitry Kulikov out for the next 5 months. He's having surgery on his labrum. I like the Devils tonight at home on the money line. Before we get to Joe O, we got to bring in the Donkster. Good morning, Donkster. What's happening?
What do you guys think Sammy P smells like?
I don't know. I'm sure he smells great.
He's winning bets and he's got that baby face the ladies love. I bet he smells like cedarwood and money.
Okay.
So I'm going to follow in his footsteps with my own special cologne.
Well, what's it called?
Redonkulous, for the animal in all of us.
Oh, God, okay. You have a bet, Donkster?
Steelers, minus 55 against the Bengals.
No.
Oh,
it's not right.
Alt-line.
Alt-line. Well, you're going to make a lot of money tonight, Donkster. Good luck. Joe, oh, good morning. How are you?
Smells like alcohol, to answer the Donkster's question.
Oh, well. What's his drink of choice? Isn't it Jameson?
Oh, that's so good.
That's what he always drinks,
yes.
Right?
Oh, my God, yes.
Yes, that too.
All right.
Yes, whatever you would have said, yes is the answer.
Hello. Are you taking the alt line of Steelers minus 55? 55.
I'm not.
What do you think happens in this game?
So we've had the last couple Thursdays have been kind of crazy, right? With upsets. We had the Giants, and then we had the Rams, too. I liked what I saw out of Flacco in the second half.
There we go.
It's hard to trust the Bengals' defense, but I think they hang around. I think he found something with Chase there.
Oh, God, I love that. That's what I'm talking about, Joe. Always a pleasure. Have a great show. We're out of time here on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. For our fantastic crew, I'm Michael Jenkins. Have a great Thursday.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.